At Wiffles Hybrids, Corn Strategies, I'm visiting with Arlen Suderman with Farm Progress Companies, Farm Futures in particular, right, Arlen? You just gave a presentation to a packed tent here of corn growers. We had some pretty interesting information out. I don't think anything totally unexpected, but maybe we could start there, your comments on what you heard this morning. No.
Well, I think one of the big surprises, and we heard this from farmers and from traders, is that USDA took 20 bushels off of its yield in July. That makes a big statement. And dropping the soybean yield down to 40.5 bushels, that makes a huge statement that USDA thinks that it's probably smaller than that. We agree with that, but for USDA to do that, that's significant. So now we have to look at how much demand rationing we can do in order to make that happen. Taking 20 bushels off the yield essentially took 1.8 billion bushels off the size of the crop, which is about the size of overall stocks coming into this report. So USDA is assuming that we're going to take a billion bushels off demand. When you look at 30% of the crop rated poor to very poor right now, that means that abandonment's going to be higher than normal. So USDA's harvested acreage is probably going to have to drop some more as well. And our yield models would suggest that we're going to have to drop yield some more as well, because of the weather pattern expected to hold over the next 2 weeks. So more demand destruction is going to be needed.
So looking at what we've been seeing going on in the growing conditions and stuff for this season and other factors, what kind of thoughts did you want these corn growers to come away from here thinking about in terms of strategies as they look ahead?
Well, right here in north central Iowa, the corn crop looks good. We're seeing some stress on soil types, depending on what they are, certain areas. But overall, if they would get a rain tomorrow, they could still have a very good crop. And so as a result, they've been more aggressive in forward pricing. And so a couple things. I wanted them to see the big picture of the corn crop as a whole. Also wanted them to understand what their risk is if they're utilizing pricing strategies that leave them vulnerable to margin calls, so that they understand that they are exposed to potentially explosive higher prices above where we are, because the funds have still not really gotten into the corn market yet. They're still more worried about Europe. And so if they would happen to come in, we could drive prices much higher than what they're justified and leave them really vulnerable to those margin calls.
Well, looking at what your models show or what have you, what kind of ideas do you have in terms of that pricing and volatility we might see as we go through the end of the season?
Yeah, a lot of the talk has been about an 88 drought, and we are not yet an 88 drought. For those farmers in the southern Midwest, it is, but not widespread. We're not at that level yet. But we could get there. If the forecast holds, we still could get there. So using that as a worst-case scenario, our price model suggests that would draw the funds actually to get involved in the corn market. We could see double-digit price. We could see $11 to $13 futures. I hope not. That would do a lot of damage long-term to our demand structure. But if you're getting margin calls, that could break the bank. And that is a huge problem. And we would also look for a marketing year average price of over $9 based on our price models there. Here again, I hope that doesn't happen for our demand system, but that's the risk you face. So what do you have to do if you get the price insurance? Buy some call options at that maximum protection level, which is $2 above the guarantee on those protected bushels, protect you going higher, especially on price bushels that you currently have. Incrementally being selling into that, you could buy bull call spreads above that level to protect those prices, to try to enhance the prices that you have priced already at this point. But do not try to hold the whole crop, because it will hit the high on the day when it is most bullish and before it looks like on the farm it's justified.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed your presentation here at the Wiffles Hybrid Corn Strategies. That's Arlen Suderman, and from Vincent, Iowa, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.